to Hinduism Q&A. Today's question is Hinduism monotheistic? And the answer is yes, absolutely, definitely. Hinduism is completely monotheistic. Hinduism only teaches that God is one. There is only one God. But since God has unlimited divine powers, God also has the ability to manifest himself in unlimited different divine forms. So just understand it in this way. God is unlimited, he has unlimited forms, and he eternally exists in all of those unlimited forms and is omnipresent in all of those unlimited forms. Yet God is still only one. So this is just different facets of God's divine personality being expressed through these different divine forms. Hinduism describes all of this. The depth and detail of the description of God is unsurpassed within Hinduism. So whereas in all the other philosophies of the world which describe God, the description is restricted to a very brief description, you can say, just describing in general about God. In the Hindu scriptures, we have a much more detailed and deep description of all of God's divine powers and forms. So we should not be fooled into thinking that because Hinduism describes all the different forms of God, that there are different gods in Hinduism. No, it's the same God, but a full description or explanation of God. Think of it like this. Fruit is a word, but it's a very general word which is used to indicate all the different specific types of fruit. The word God is like this. It's a general word used for God, used for the supreme divine power, but it doesn't tell us anything specific about God. In Hinduism, the actual specific forms and all of their characteristics are described just like you can describe specific fruits like an apple, an orange, a mango, grapes. This is why it appears that different gods are being described in Hinduism. But in fact, it's just the specific details of God. Think of it this way. If I ask you to bring me fruit, you can't, because fruit is not a thing, an actually existing thing. Fruit is a concept which includes all the specific fruits, but fruit does not exist. Similarly, God is a vague or general term, but in Hinduism we have the specific details of the specific forms of God with the exact descriptions, like a mango is yellow when it's ripe and it's juicy and it smells like this. So we have these specific details about what God looks like and how God behaves depending upon which power is being manifested or concealed. So Hinduism is completely monotheistic, but God is not limited, and thus in Hinduism, to explain that unlimited greatness of God and the way that all of God's divine powers are manifested, we have this extensive description of all of God's forms. Yet God is still told to be one. Jai Shri Radhe.